from what? Saginaw? What? Sing, what the fuck is that? MI, is that Michigan?
Fuck. Let me see.
Sanagua? What the fuck?
Saginaw, Michigan, maybe?
I have no clue.
Bro, it says from Saginaw, Michigan.
I never heard of any of that shit, bro. I'm an East Coaster, man.
Okay.
That shit sound like a whole nother country to me. I Googled it, and it's like a water island.
I'm pretty sure Saginaw is part of the Upper Peninsula, right?
Saginaw is part of Michigan.
Yeah.
It's the city of Saginaw. And it's also the county of Saginaw.
But
and it's known for the mid Michigan.
Okay, so yeah, I was incorrect.
Oh my God, the weather is horrible.
Saginaw is not part of the Upper Peninsula. I do apologize.
The weather is horrible over there. It's literally 66. It's crazy.
Damn. Yeah.
Poor people.
I'm about to be in Detroit. I got to check that weather.
Hmm. Don't drink the water, right? Ain't that what they say?
That's Flint, champ. Flint, Michigan. Bo, who we got on Discord, champ?
Wow, there's going to be a decent-sized rain for a long period of time. Better be careful over there, bro.
Where?
20 hours ago, it was reported. Saginaw News.
Bro.
We got 646 on
I'm not going to Saginaw, bro. That's hours from Detroit.
Bro, you over there. Got to be careful.
I hear you, champ. I appreciate that. Who we got?
646 on Blog Talk. And I'm going to let you know if it's somebody on Discord.
My boy.
You ain't
got
to ask my...
My boy.
You got your back. Just trusting your producer, man.
Always trust them both.
646. I don't know who that is. Let me check my trusty list. Checking my list.
I'm checking
it twice. I'm about to find out who's naughty or nice. 646 is coming
to town.
He is Harlem World.
Oh, shit, I pressed one. I know I pressed one. My bad, brothers. Yeah, have a good show. My bad.
All right. He was just listening. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, champ.
Shout out to Saginaw.
But yeah, no, I mean, obviously
they got 3-star hotels out there, baby.
You still looking into that?
5-hour and 25 flight to Saginaw for $729. Who the fuck going to Saginaw for that much? Keep that city, bruh.
Yeah, no, I've never been to Saginaw. We'll be in Detroit. We'll be in Houston. We'll be in Philly
is
next
that,
week.
Nah.
What?
I'm being extra corny.
You all right today, champ?
Bruh, I'm all right, bruh. I had...
What you have? Did you send that video to Canada? You did not.
What video?
The one that I sent you to send to Canada.
The one that you sent me so I could send to him. My man asked me to do shit while the show live. Like, bruh, why?
Why not? Why wait?
We got SDX2 Renzi.
Oh, he in a few raffles.
Right.
What up?
Just one moment.
SDX.
All right, so you got to accept requests to speak in a different form now on Discord. So let me try for the first time.
What? What you mean? Is it an update? What you saying, bruv?
SDX, you there?
Yo.
SDX.
Hey, what it do? The hottest going on right now. Mm. I came across y'all when my brother Haseem came in there and not ready for all the Jake Paul hype, but ever since I've been watching it, I watch it every morning. I'm a truck driver on the road. Y'all get me up and get me going, man. But as far as this terrorist call, and Aerosmith's thing, I think they really going to go and make this fight happen for us. It is the best fight in boxing right now. And I think Bud's going to go ahead and expose.
Mm. He said go ahead and expose Whoa.
That's
yes, sir. But hey, shout out to Danny, too, because I got some money off them Las Vegas Aces last night. I remember he mentioned the game he was trying to go to. in the podcast yesterday, and I was like, I'm a bet on him just because he said he's going.
Yeah.
I got a little bread off of that.
Yeah, shout out to you. No, I had to leave at halftime, but, you know, I was in the building alongside Floyd Mayweather, alongside Kyle Lowry. And, yeah, no, it was a great game, man. I think Vegas got Chicago number this year, even though Chicago's the defending champs. They just beat them in Chicago, and they just beat them last night here in Vegas. So they looking nice going into the playoffs, let me tell you.
I really appreciate you even exposing me to that, because like I said, I checked in on it. I was like, I'm going to watch it, make a bet just because you said something, man. Hey, it's off, bro. I really appreciate it. Hey, that's my car. Hey, Luke, y'all. Hey, Bo.
Yeah.
I'm an Alabama boy as well. I'm an Alabama baby, so hey, I appreciate you with them boys. Your thing, man.
Absolutely.
Represent Bama, man.
100.
Roll Tide, baby.
Yes, sir. Roll Tide.
Let's go. Who next? If you want to call in, you know the number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Yes, sir.
Who we got next?
Who we got next?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Ness.
Yes.
So tonight, once again, we are doing a fight chat. Mickey Bay, Tevin Farmer.
Tonight, what time?
Probably should, yeah, look
you
into
probably
that.
Should look into that.
But yeah, champ.
Yeah, man.
The
so
fight's finally here.
So we're out?
You know, what are your final thoughts?
Which fight?
Saw them weigh in yesterday, Mickey Bay, Tevin Farmer.
No thoughts, man. May the best man win.
Salute. We still got Jermaine Ortiz scheduled for 8 a.m.
What?
Yeah, we had a 7 a.m. and an 8 a.m. We canceled 7 a.m. and we got...
Clear all meetings, man.
I can clear it.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. I fuck with Jermaine, man. He made me lose money. I just look that man in the eye and say, you are the truth. He fucked up my money, man. I lost $113 because of you, Jermaine. And that's because I don't normally bet. I don't bet on Dominicans, man, but he proved. He proved he's different.
And you also normally don't bet that big on one fight.
I fucking don't, man. But I thought, like, former world champ, just got in there with Core. This dude's been fighting basically club level till he fought Adorno. And then, you know, boom. They did what they did. And I was wrong, bro. I was wrong, man. It was crazy. That wasn't a good one. Shiz, Nick.
We got 6-7-8 on this freak block talk.
6-7-8.
That's C-Dub. Roll Tide.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Audio good.
You all good, champ.
Straight.
Yo, yo. TBV, shout out. Ring Walk Danny, Ness, both from Bama. Smash the like button. It's free. Do something with yourself, man. Okay, so just the final thoughts on the Mickey Bay, Sweet Pea, Tevin Farmer. I'm gonna go with Sweet Pea, man. I'm gonna go with Tevin Sweet Pea Farmer. Hopefully he can pull it off. I think if he can pull it off, the fight possibilities are limitless. I mean, like, you got Tank, he got the history with Tank. He can go with Ryan because he got the history with the Zone, working with the Zone. So I just like his possibilities of being able to work with and get any fight he can. I mean, just there's a lot of possibilities if Tevin wins. Man, can we get a little context on so what's comical? I kind of missed the show a little bit at work. What's comical? Is it the 70-30? Is it the 60-40? Whatever we're going to give him, we got to accept whatever we're going to – he's not getting down to lay down? Like, what's going on?
Well, I think he's saying that the rumor, which is you know, what we reported from Brendan Taylor, that the rumor originally was a offer to Terrence Crawford for a 3-fight, $8 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that went from a 3-fight, $14 million. So I think he's saying that those numbers are comical, you know, assuming that, of course, he wouldn't offer that low of a number. You know, he's getting more than, you know, the offer's probably nowhere near what, you know, is true is what even Espinoza's suggesting.
Okay. Well, hopefully, man, you know, we get the fight across the board, get the fight across the line. no matter what we need to do. I think Devin set the precedent. I don't know if people want to say, well, Bud is not Devin. Bud has accomplished much more than Devin. I'm just speaking to simply making the fight happen. You know, there's an A side and there's a B side for a reason. The B side got to accept, got to take the cuts and the bruises. So we here, man. Shout out TBV. Smash that like button. It's free.
All right, bro. Appreciate you calling in. Yo, how Dapper Dan going to do a collab with Gap and only make a hoodie? What type of dumb shit is that?
We got 602.
Oh, that's Phoenix. Let me double check that. That might be Contrell in Phoenix.
Yes, sir. This is Contrell. What's good, fellas? Y'all doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Man, I think this fight is a legacy fight, and I think it's too bad. Like, Crawford need a big name for somebody else that he would. And Errol, like, I respect Errol for being scared to take the fight, but god damn, my guy. We don't want no backup fight. We want you to get your ass beat like a man so we can respect you a little bit more. That's my call him out.
All right. Appreciate the call, champ. Who next?
That's it.
That is it. Who is it? Call him it. So what time Jermaine coming?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock on the dot. I'm in the drop top. Cruising the streets. Yo, what's up, my man Usher? He fell all the way off, right? Mad Bent 100. Y'all got that? $5 super chat. We also got a spin for Santino Gonzalez. Sorry, Santino. Casi no me olvidamos, pero no, nunca dejamos hombre atrás porque así no lo quedamos aquí. No. A spin for Santino, Danny. Santino.
What'd he get?
Danny Garcia gloves, Santino. Another $10, manda otro 10 peso. We put you in the raffle. We put you in a raffle para esto, you know, and you all good. Then maybe you can win something decent for the man cave.
Yo, did you know?
Did I?
That under FAA regulation, pilots.
Who's FAA?
You know, the people in the sky.
Hmm.
Pilots are actually allowed to smoke cigarettes in the cockpit. It's the airlines that typically don't allow them to, but it's not against the law.
Yo, that's crazy. I feel bad saying this. To the people, Instagram is so interesting.
Okay, yeah. No.
So, I'm going through the Dapper Dan page that you sent me.
Okay.
And it's unfortunate that I have to report. Oh, I guess not. This guy has less. Who the fuck is Jack Mirazi? I don't know, man. You know my pronunciation's ability. Oh, my God. Is that the lady from the Huxtables?
What are you talking about?
Okay.
Hey, Smooth, Super Goober this morning. Yeah, my man's just...
Some of the poll on Dapper Dan's thing have extreme amounts of likes. Don't. I seen Devin was in, it was like at 2,500, so I didn't like that. I'm like, damn, you know, he could have did better. You feel me? Because some of the girls on here got like 20,000. But then I kept looking, and even the lady from the Huxtables only got 2,400, which Devin got more than her.
Yeah, I was going to say, he got the most likes out of the pictures I've seen.
I wouldn't say that.
Actually, okay.
I would say that you haven't been looking, but...
No, yeah, okay, I see one with more.
This dude is fire, though. This jacket he made for Mulatto
was more
fucking hot. Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't know that I would wear that. But I probably wouldn't mind my girl wearing that.
Which one? That Gucci one?
I mean, I guess. They all Gucci because
I mean,
of him, right?
Are you talking about like the most recent
I'm talking
one?
About this one, right? I'm screen sharing it.
Oh, what?
We just went into the Fashion Voice.
The Fashion Voice.
Don't hate. Congratulate.
Technically still boxing because he puts together boxing, you know.
This
outfits.
Is fire. I thought it was leather. It's not even leather. It's like some sort of, oh, shit, is that Anuel?
Matt Ben, $102 super chat says, read my chat and give me my spin, motherfucker.
Yo, they fucking wildin'. How he only got 14,000 likes on an Anuel post? Anuel had this custom dapper.
Boxing King 22, remember, for 17 months at the prospect level.
Hey, yo, how you feel about that?
TBV Living the Life, number one, podcast, hashtag Big Three.
How you feel about that?
What?
I'm screen sharing. You see that big-ass Dapper Dan? I'm going to show you. He put that on Devin's, too. Look at Devin's.
You talking about the patch?
Yeah, that shit corny.
No, that's on all.
But it ain't used to be like that. When Jay-Z was rapping about Dapper Dan, he ain't fucking have a rectangle square say Dapper Dan on all the fucking outfit. Look at this shit, bruh.
What's wrong with him having his logo?
That's too big. You don't think that's too big and on the outside? Damn, that's as big as a WBC pouch. At least I get money for wearing a WBC pouch. I get the belt. Wow, and that shit big as fuck. And it's everywhere. That might not be cool. I'm going to just keep it real. Let me see if this got it. Come on, man. How you going to put that shit in the front? So why is you even doing a GG if you gonna make this Dapper Dan so prominent? This jacket hard, though, if it didn't have that shit. Let's be real.
Nah, I ain't going to lie. I feel like that's almost like a stamp. Like,
I hear you, but it's too much.
No, I hear you, but here's the thing,
that
right?
Intrusive.
Here's the thing, right? Dapper Dan started this shit. Like, my mans was
I
on the run.
It. So why you need to be all up in the fucking video like that?
Bro,
you
just
all up in the video. You ain't even motherfucking, like, chill, bro. Look at the back of that jacket. It looked way better than the front with that big-ass rectangle patch. How the fuck you have something so sexy than that dumb-ass patch with them weird-ass colors, man? The fuck?
How is it weird colors when they Gucci colors, bro?
No, the patch, man. Why are you making me mad? Look at the patch. Look at the patch.
Yeah, that's Gucci colors, the green and red.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Okay, the green and red with the gold, Danny. Get out of here. You really like that.
I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Like, to me,
that's normal.
Given who he is, I need that patch on my shit. I give me a Dapper Dan, I need that patch on my shit.
So you saying the Gucci G's ain't enough?
Bro, it don't fucking matter. You can't go buy a Dapper Dan product. You could go to Gucci. Go to Gucci right now. I could take you to fucking five of them after the show. Bro, Dapper Dan.
But I don't know, man. That's
you
got to
understand, my man's used to, like, he started counterfeiting.
Help me, bro.
And now it's like, boom, you were so cold and you transcended fashion so much. The illegal shit you was doing, we giving you the stuff of approval.
Bro, help.
The one that's on the screen.
All of them. Look, they everywhere.
Nah, Devin's trunks is dope. And your welder was dope. But on dude with the hoodie, like, in the middle of the hoodie, not cool.
Yeah, I
like Devin's trunks.
Hey, look, he did a lion like motherfucking.
And see, maybe not.
What's his name?
Maybe I feel
Ed
different.
Hardy.
Maybe I feel different because it's like, y'all was in New York when Dan came to drop that shit off. I've been in the locker rooms when he's had at least 3 to 4 of his outfit. Bro, that shit is different. Like, I give me a Dapper Dan piece one day. I need that fucking patch. I need it. Because it's like, not just is you going to get a custom piece, but you getting it by the most notorious person to ever do it. By basically, you know, the man who founded this shit, who started it. So you got to get that patch.
I don't need on a G on my chest. I forgot the line. How that shit go? Don't need a G on my... How that go, bro? Come on, help me out, bro.
I don't know. We got 925 on Block Talk.
Bro don't want to participate today.
I don't know who got the G on my chest. I don't know.
I'm
going
to have to fucking Google that shit right now, bro. I don't need a G on my chest, something Dapper Dan. It go like that. I'm going to Google it right now.
Google
Fuck it.
Who we got, though, Bo?
925, going to him right now.
925, who we got? Who we got?
I think it's Florida.
Hey, it's Bob from the Bay.
Bob from the Bay.
There you go. I said it wrong.
Bob from the Bay.
Wear a G on my chest.
No.
I don't need Dapper
Dan. Bay. Hello?
What up, we
here?
Oh, yeah, shout out. Yeah, I definitely agree on that patch, though. Maybe it should be, like, in the top part, like, kind of hidden, not, in, like,
inside,
in the front,
man, like everybody,
you know,
else, man. My patch on the inside, you know, like everybody so else. He out here trying to get famous.
Your fight wear is on the shoulder, though.
Yeah, or at least on the shoulder, you know, not, like, in the front, you know, at the top,
you know,
the,
I mean,
back.
It depends on the item. It depends on the item. Some are on the sleeve, some are on the cuff, some are on the you know,
and
the top of the shirt.
And that is Daniel Alvarez, the attorney of Dapper Dan.
Now,
I wish I was.
I'm just saying, for me, I would one day love to get a Dapper Dan piece, and you best believe I want that fucking patch.
Mm.
May that doubt, you know, let them know.
I ain't mad at you. So my question is, if Teofimo lose this fight, you think it's over for his career as being a champion, or you think it's just another bump in the road?
As far as being a champion, no, I mean, the reason I say no right now, it's a lot of vacant, so I'm sure he'll get his hand on something. You know, that won't be a problem for him. I don't think he'll lose, man. You know, they got him somebody that he's supposed to beat. He doesn't, you know, gonna definitely scratch a lot of heads and raise a lot of eyebrows. People believe in have what we've been seeing been true. You get what I'm saying?
So yeah, but
to me, not just does he have to win, he has to shine.
Y'all tripping, man. I'm done with that shit.
You don't think T.O. got a looking present?
Nah, I'm still fucking vomiting in my mouth with Dapper Dan's retardedness patches, man. Shit stupid.
You a hater, champ.
Shit retarded, man.
You a hater.
Fuck out of here.
You a hater. It's all right.
This is the last one I'm showing. Look at this dumbass shit. My ladies would have loved to wear this shit, not with that dumbass patch.
Let me see.
How the fuck you get jiggy with that patch, man? You can't. I cannot get jiggy with this shit. Look at that. That's a corset.
I can't even see it because you know I sit on delay.
Would you wear this corset? Keep in mind, you can't take the patch off.
Yo, but that's the thing.
No, that's the thing. More women would have wore with that dumbass patch right there. That shit looks fucking weird.
Here's
man.
The thing, right? Bro, she wanted the patch.
She wanted the patch. She got that shit for free.
Bro, if she didn't want the patch, why would she pay for a custom?
She got it for free.
Bro, she wanted that patch.
All right.
Micah, talk to us.
Would you wear that?
I don't know. I feel like it got some potential.
But you would hide the patch then?
You can't hide the patch.
With your purse on
you
that side.
You can use the patch to accessorize and add some color to the fit.
Does the patch bother you?
Nah, not on this piece, but some of the other pieces y'all showed, I ain't like
it. It's
that.
Just because it's a corset.
Okay, so now let me ask you this. Prior to today, do you know who Dapper Dan is?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
So you don't think these patches are intrusive on the clothing?
Some of them. A big hoodie.
Thank you. Look at my man. Hold on. Advertising way too much. I'm telling you, shit is extra.
You think before you...
Like, that patch is weird, bro. This is a beautiful corset. Like, she looks amazing. Then you look at that patch, and it's just like, pulls you off.
Now, let me, what about
it's
this?
It's not even classy, man.
So, look, you got
that. Fucking patch don't even look classy, bro.
This, right? What you think about that patch?
I mean, that's cool because it looks fun, and she's a kid.
Okay.
You talking about some kid, but
okay,
like,
what about, because no, I seen
like,
one
look
on
at this
sleeve.
One. Look at the same corset again right here. She hot in that shit. She ain't stupid. Who this girl? Sweetie. She like, fuck it. I'm going to hide this motherfucker.
Bro, that was part of her outfit.
Yeah, she got a bigger Dapper Dan to hide that shit.
I know I'd want to hide that shit because he know he got that fire.
Look,
on.
You can't see it right here. But I'm done. I told you, that was the last time. I'm done trying to prove that them patches is crazy.
So what about Rick Ross right here? Dapper Dan on the chest.
It looks better there, but it's the same patch. It's just way too much. But look, it's right here. Look at Rick Ross right there. It's just way too much, man. I already got the G's. What else? Look at that shit. Which one is that, bro? So I can show them. This is the last one. Danny doing it on purpose.
I'm going to send it to you, champ.
Oh, my God.
Boxing boy sent.
That shit look crazy on the sleeve, bro. Why? Why?
That look nice, I think.
Danny, you tripping, man. It ain't even that serious.
Look,
bro.
Right here. Come on. Tell me that don't look nice.
No, that look a little bit better. Because it's red, and she looks
what about,
good.
What about the back? Because it's
if
different.
If she ain't look good,
what about
it
the
wouldn't
back,
be
though?
The same.
It
nah, I got to show him this. Damn. Look at this shit. Who is this? Who wore this shit? I've been wearing this shit, bro. Tuck your motherfucking sleeve. I swear. Look, from far, it look dope, right? It's that sleeve that look bad. Look, if you zoom out, you don't see the dumbass Zapadan on the wrist like it's a fucking wristwatch. My man sold you shit with a wristwatch on it. Look. That left arm don't even look right because of the patch. You know it don't, man.
I mean, to be fair, it's not. Now,
that's sticky fingers, though.
To be fair, that's
man,
not
sticky fingers.
That's not an oh, outfit I would have got. But yeah, man, I don't mind the patch. And to me, the patch is, I'm telling you, it's like a stamp, bro. It's
I
like
hear
a
you.
Stamp,
no,
man.
I hear you. I hear you. Like, I get it. It's like, yo, I got that, but damn, fam. You know. Hell, that's sticky fingers, y'all.
They played in the movies.
That's sticky fingers. My name is Sticky Fingers, and I hope that you die.
Bro,
you don't remember that verse?
Unless my delay showing a different person.
Bro, you definitely showing a different person. I don't know who Sticky Fingers is.
Dude, Sticky Fingers. Sticky Fingers boxed and did some things as well.
Hell yeah. Didn't
so
he beat up
him.
By
that
Screech? How you gonna say that him?
That's an actor. That dude playing
Bruh, this
Jason
Sticky Fingers
story or some shit like
this. Wait, you might be right. This ain't Jason. This is I knew this right.
Yeah,
Sticky Fingers.
He played this movie with a gun.
You right? Yeah, he's an actor.
Yeah.
New
Jersey Drive.
He did do that, but it was another one. He had another one. Another one where he had this looking girlfriend in it, right?
Yeah,
and he was with somebody's sister. He was somebody's brother.
Oh.
I forget. Oh, Strap. Wasn't it called Strap?
Yeah, Strap. That's the one with the gun.
Damn, I thought that was Sticky. Yo, I swore that was
Jason's
Sticky.
Lyric.
Jason's Lyric. Wait, wasn't that girl in it, Janet Jackson?
I don't know all about the movie. I just knew that one Sticky Finger.
Yeah, you was right. Damn, bro. You got that.
Let me see. We got any callers, bro?
Ain't nobody want to talk to you, man.
Oh, what? Let's see. We got some super chats to get to, though.
Who that?
Mad Ben 100. I think you read that, right? The Spence Free
shit.
Smoke. Spence Free Smoke. Spence Free Smoke. No?
I don't know, bro. I got to read it.
Oh, what? Well, waiting on that.
Let me see. We did do Santino.
The one before that.
No, we ain't get to that Santino. We got to the Eubank Water Jacket better. Then we did Mad Bent Free Smoke.
And then
Spence
we got
Free Smoke, T-Bud, GG Beats.
Canelo.
What?
Triple G Beats Canelo. Nello Not Hungry. You wearing Dolce and Gabbana silk pajamas.
$5 spin.
Let's get it.
For Mad Double Out.
In the meantime, I'll reread his $2 super chat that says, Mad Ben 100, read my super chat, give me my spin, motherfuckers.
Kenichi Bear, but you already got those, so you probably don't want those again. But if you do want those for your kids or friends, all you got to do is send another 10, and you're in the raffle.
Santino Gonzalez with a $5 super chat saying, Saginaw, Michigan, home of Draymond Green, Stevie Wonder, and undefeated heavyweight boxing prospect Jermaine Franklin.
Hey. Well, you can't not that. I mean, you're from the home of Stevie Wonder. Let's give you this $5 spin.
You already spin for him. He landed in a Danny Garcia glove.
No, that was the last
one.
That was
the
first
one.
Santino sent two?
Yeah.
$2, $5. Now he on Albert Bell. So, Santino.
Send another 10, and you'll get entered into this Albert Bell autograph glove.
Or you could send that 10 and say, nah, I'd rather be in the Danny that you forgot about or you probably didn't know about because this is the first time I ever see you Super Chat. So, we do want to give you, you know, heads up.
We got SDX.
SDX.
Oh, I'm sorry. TV Lifetime Video Dollar Super says, don't look a draw for Terrence Crawford versus Earl Spence. I think he meant. I don't know what EP. As the X Gen Z $10 Super says, it's brand new.
Hold up. After GB Lifetime, AJ Move, our amateur, was in studio 199. Shout out, Ness. You said that.
I did. Which
Pat Bent. $10 Super says, said that. SDX Renzi. It's branding, though. It's his collab with Gucci, so he got to stamp his name. $10 Super Chat for Renzi.
Get that wheel spun for you, champ.
And I do understand his Super Chat. I just think it's too much. I get it. He wants to put his name out there, but it's too much. It's big. Frakwa. About right now, only Brandon Lynch in Houston is in the running for the about us. If you want to be in the raffle, tell them what you got to do, Kenny.
Send another $5 in and you'll be entered into this rock. We for guys in the gym, like boxers, like hockey players, lacrosse players, football
guys,
players.
Big glove sports.
You know, and it makes it easy. You don't even have to take off your hand. It is an e-book proof. So
and it is a $50 bottle plus, okay. Just look, this one right here cost me $39, and this is a thermal. So this is $50, way bigger. The plastic, it's amazing. It's not made in China. They specifically want us to let you know that it's designed and manufactured in the United Kingdom. So this is not some cheap foreign plastic. No, sir. No, no. Matt Bett with the $5. He says, you motherfuckers owe me two spins for Dapper Dan.
I think he said F Dapper Dan.
Oh, I thought he said for Dapper Dan.
F you, Matt Bett. You don't disrespect a legend.
Legend.
But we will spin the wheel
Dappy
for you.
Dan.
Get that wheel spun for you, champ. In the meantime, AJ Smooth, $2 Super Chat, says that patch looks like throw up.
Thank you.
You sound like a hater, champ.
Thank you. Woo, woo, woo. You landed on a little easy E glove. Was that Matt Bent?
That was Matt Bent. So if you'd like that, you know what you got to do. Send in an extra $10 and you'll be entered into that one of one little easy.
One of one, like
autograph,
the song from Tiger.
Autograph TBV glove.
One. You're a one of one.
Tony Salgado, $5 Super Chat, says, what's good, TBV? Shout out Bo, Nez, Danny, putting that work in. Floyd need a stylist. When y'all doing that trip raffle?
Well, we gotta do it at least 2 weeks out. We said we would do that.
So,
announce the winner to give you time to take off and fly out. Right?
Right.
So we got to spin the wheel for Tony
Salgado
from Texas. Who came to the studio and was actually pretty cool.
Get the studio.
Did Tony come to this studio? I think Tony came to this studio in the very beginning, right?
No.
Okay. Nico Ali Walsh. How much was Tony Super Chat?
$5.
So this does not put him in that, but $5 puts you in that. And that's how it goes. That being said, next one is from AJ Smooth again.
You said that.
And it looks like... Is anybody on Discord, Bo? Is that a no? Yet again?
Bo, what do you know?
Nope.
Well, I guess that's it.
We got Jermaine Ortiz at 8.
We'll take a quick intermission.
Who is Jermaine Ortiz?
The guy that robbed you of $113. So, quick intermission, champ. In the meantime?
Oh, shit. So Usher's coming to the town? You ain't fucking with Usher, right?
Bro,
you too young?
He got a residency out. He performed like 3 times a week.
Word? Wanna make love in this club. Nah, you ain't never listened to that?
Bro, you just a
That wasn't that with
singer.
AJ? I said AJ. That was with Jeezy, right?
Terrible singer.
That wasn't with Jeezy?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I remember his ad-lib. No, Bo Jane used to ride that. Up in the club, Usher and Jeezy.
Yeah, Usher was. I liked Usher and. Of course, I like Jeezy.
Super Chat.
Yeah, hold up, fam. Hold up. Don't disrespect to do something like that. Middle East dancing. Yo, what's the gym downstairs, bro? You better stop.
so doing that shit you be doing?
Man, you gotta pick me up as a good friend. So I picked you up like, yo, cut Bo off. Like, you gotta tell me.
Bro,
that.
You don't fucking listen. What the fuck? I'm gonna talk to a brick wall.
Competitiveness, bro. It gets seeped in.
Nah.
What you said, Bo?
That's for children, bro. I don't repeat myself to a grown.
Yo, check out the odds, man. What's going on with the odds, man? We got any bets to make? Let me see if they got any parlays opened up. Because I did
That's
lock in one parlay yesterday. I did lock in one parlay yesterday.
And he ain't even do a betting show. He said, fuck y'all. He ain't trying to help y'all make no money.
It was live. It was live.
He said
it was live.
He's doing his own thing without y'all.
It was live, so they got to see the bet.
You
it was live. I got $3.90 free play money. What up? What you trying to do? I said, what you trying to do?
I ain't trying to do shit.
All champ. In? We going all in with the $3.90?
Do your thing, champ.
Yo, he a little hate. All we can do is take a break. You see how his mood changed? My man, wild, weird.
Do your thing, champ. Do your thing. I don't want to talk about boxing anymore. I thought we were taking it in Michigan.
Did you bet when I bet last week or the week before?
Bro, you
were
betting on foosball and shit,
bro,
like that.
Did I not bet the Danny Garcia card?
You know I don't do it. You did?
Absolutely.
What'd you bet? As a parlay, not straight up.
It don't, bro, I bet every fight on the fucking card. It don't matter. You chose not to bet.
Nah, bro.
I wasn't on your dick.
Bet with me, champ. Bet with me.
But if I would have told you to bet, I would have told you to head over to mybookie.ag using the code BETTBV. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I just wasn't that thirsty for it, champ. You get what I'm saying? It was like, oh, you ain't trying to win no money? That's cool.
If someone talks in selling drugs, I start to equate things in selling drugs. If you talk in sports, I'm going to equate things in sports. You know? So, like, you know, I couldn't give Andre Berto no advice about boxing unless I got in the ring and put level on. But I had to do that.
Hey, Berto.
Andre has to respect me. You know I can fight.
Hey, Berto, he got an off.
$110 for the
put him on the bed. Put him on the two rent.
He got
me going to doctor right now.
Hey, man. Hey, shout out to my boy Berto, man. I saw you the other night.
You wild disrespect. I'm over here trying to put you on game. You got Dame. That's talking about he put hands on Andre Berto. Shit going viral.
I thought you was just fucking around on your phone. You ain't say nothing.
It was screen sharing.
People, nothing.
Nah, we got to have a meeting, but we got to put you in mind. That's what's going on. We need to be able to see what's going on.
I mean, I only said that a month ago, champ.
But you ain't persistent. You have to keep pushing for the things you want. You don't just give up.
How is it giving up, bro? It's like, you know, you
I mean, look
me,
at your attitude.
You don't, you know, you're not
your
out
attitude
here
is like, yo,
yourself.
I put it, I said that a month ago. You know what I'm saying? But all right. It's all right, man.
You mad right. Emotional today, champ. You know that? Man.
All right, man. Dame Dash put hands on Andre Berto. According to Dame Dash, we was trying to get y'all that audio. Danny said he not interested, man.
Ain't no we. He ain't say shit. He just started playing some on his phone. Nobody knew nothing.
I mean.
Bo, do you know what he was playing?
I was just listening.
He was intrigued, right, Bo?
A little bit.
Most boxing fans, hip-hop fans, but, you know. We got Mike Wilkins doing a live fight chat for former every day, right? Parker versus Joyce. Who y'all got? I got Joyce, man. Might have him by stoppage. I'm gonna be fair. I'm gonna be real. I seen Joyce the real deal. You gonna have to hit that motherfucker with the kitchen sink.
He just don't like stop coming. He don't stop coming forward. He don't stop throwing.
Nope.
Like I don't know what him and Salas going on. I just know my boy Salas be throwing him shit in different languages in there. And then Joyce just reacts.
Yeah.
And Salas just dance.
Mad Ben Siang sent $10 to get in that raffle for the Kenichis. He wants to be back in there, even though he already won a pair. He trying to get another pair for his kids and grandkids. You know what I'm saying? So we got Mad Ben 100 in that raffle.
Shout out to you, champ.
We also got SDX.
To Renzi.
What did he land on?
Rockwell water bottle.
So he sent the 10 for that, which is only 5 he had to send. So he gets an extra spin. He says, I need what he's smoking, laughing out loud. So we'll put him in the Rockwell.
Smoking only the best. Shout out to Harbin. Whenever you're in Las Vegas, Only Shop, the most premium cannabis and dispensary at Harbin.
And make sure to hit us up so we could get you a little discount account.
A little something.
A little something in case you want to go over there and shop. We don't just be shouting that out. We only do that to the truly exclusive TBV members. We make sure they bless you. You know what I'm saying?
You know it.
Half naked bartender serves you. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? She's definitely half naked. I'm not making that up. So we put Enzy in it. We're giving him another spin.
$5. And spinning. And you winning.
Oh, you money may? Not today. You IBO shirt, though. What's that,
$10? $10.
Another $5 gets you in that. If not, leave it alone. And we keep moving.
Yes, indeed.
Up next is Bent 100. You did that.
He said no froggers. So then your full 10 go to the IBO shirt.
He didn't want the Frogwell?
That's what he said in his chat. He said no Frogwell.
And that's SDX.
SDX 2 rent. He said
no Frogwell.
So then it'll be the IBO shirt, which is $10 dust cover. So
yep.
Shout out to you, been entered into that raffle, champ.
The IBO shirt and hat right underneath each other. Because it's like an unlimited scroll trying to find that fucker.
Okay. And just want to remind everybody who would like to call in, the number to call is 425-569-5241. Press 1 time.
Wait, you said I have a shirt, right?
We got James Payne on Discord.
What?
Payne Lethal.
Is that James Payne doing push-ups everywhere and shit? Tagging me and shit, trying to get me to do push-ups? You straight? You straight? Yo, did you see the new RX model they sent us?
What up, James Payne?
Y'all ain't see the new RX model they sent us? Oh, wow. Y'all ain't gonna disrespect? Cool. I'm gonna show y'all. We hear you, James. Okay.
Oh, big. Okay, now stop repeating. Okay. Nah, it's repeating again. Goddamn.
Man, I think you just need to talk.
What do you mean, repeat again? What are you talking about?
Like, I can hear myself. Like, after I say something, I can hear myself, and it's distracting as a motherfucker. Fuck it, I'm just gonna run it.
Run it.
Right, it's me, digging in from the great state of Tennessee. It's your boy James Payne, and you know like I know. This part of waking up. TBV in my cup always. Shout out to the TBV alumni made this slogan world famous. Oh, so we're picking Devin Farmer in the Mickey Bay Devin Farmer contest. I need a win, so Devin Farmer, I need you to come through for me because I'm on a drought, man. I've been taking losses in boxing, like, for the last month. So I need you to come on through. If he don't come on through, that's another close down. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, y'all talking about the Earl and Hood. Yo, I am so sick and tired of this back and forth rumor mill, yo-yo. Now we hot, now we not tight. Y'all know we want the fight. It's the spies listening in the audience. Make the goddamn fight if it's to be made. If it can't be made, then just tell us so that way we don't get our fucking hopes up and we can move on to another fight. But y'all know we've been wanting this fight for the last 4 years. What else y'all see it? Oh, yeah, my Floyd look lame as hell with his Louis jacket on and all the straps and the chains, and it's like we know you a rich nigga, but you don't have to reiterate this shit by putting on $500,000 worth of jewelry and a fucking Louis straps and your fucking custom Louis jacket and shit, nigga. You rich as fuck. It look like you're having a midlife crisis. You got your hair growing back all the time with this shit. But yeah, man, it's Friday. Salute. Happy Friday. I hope y'all.
So you like the jacket or you ain't like the, he rocked it?
No. The jacket black.
Okay.
The jacket black.
Okay.
The Chris looking like Michael Jackson and beat with that motherfucker. He looking fly as a motherfucker. But Floyd looking lame. He looking like a fucking grown middle schooler with plugged up hair. And the jacket and chains everywhere that's crisscrossing, tangled up and shit. Bro, we know you got bread, but you can stop grabbing the point home. Simplicity is sometimes everything.